You're listening to SBS News.
How do you take your coffee? Latte? Flat white? Long black? What about on your feet?
Sneakers made from coffee. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, we know. But first, hold on. A little backstory. At Wrens, we've spent the last 2 years searching for the perfect sneaker material, and after endless testing and prototyping, we finally found it. We love coffee, but we also know that it comes at a cost.
That's a promotional video made for a Kickstarter fundraising project for Helsinki-based footwear firm Wrens, which says it has created a waterproof sneaker made from coffee waste and recycled plastic bottles. It's an attempt to lessen the environmental impact of used coffee grounds, which, when they break down in landfill sites, release methane, a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming. Jesse Tran is the company's co-founder and CEO.
When we started, we actually realized that only 5% of the coffee waste in the world actually got recycled. And coffee waste is a bio waste, but it's actually produced like a lot of methane, which is like 32 times more potent than CO2 greenhouse gas. So what we do here is that we just extend the life cycle.
The Vietnamese migrant to Finland says it should come as no surprise that a Finnish company is making shoes from coffee grounds. Finland drinks more coffee per capita than any other nation on Earth. He says a pair of Wren's first-generation original shoes contains about 300 grams of coffee waste. That's the equivalent of 21 cups of Java.
So after you drink the coffee and throw coffee grounds away, after you boil it and throw it away, we actually took it and mix it with recycled plastic pellets made from used water bottles. And so we create something called coffee polyester yarn. So it is actually the majority of the upper part of our shoes is made from those coffee polyester yarn.
The shoe's outsole is made from natural rubber. Mr. Tran says its coffee waste is sourced from major convenience chains in Asia. The shoes themselves are made at a factory in Vietnam, one of the world's largest coffee producers. After coming up with the idea in July in 2017, the company's co-founders launched an online fundraising campaign on the crowdfunding website Kickstarter in June 2019. That hit its goal within 24 hours and raised more than $500,000 from more than 5,000 backers. A follow-up campaign last August raised another $350,000 to produce a second-generation version of the sneakers named Nomad, with laces also made from coffee waste and recycled plastic. Jesse Tran's co-founder and Wren's chief technical officer is another Vietnamese migrant, San Chu.
In the market, like sustainable products was really popular. What we see as a problem is that like those products just not made for the young people, and the way that they selling the products is like, hey, use us or else the planet is going to die. We don't like the approach. We want to be a brand where it's like, yeah, we make sustainable products, but they are cool. They have really cool functions. People can actually use them.
The company says its sneakers are sustainable, and while they are part made from recycled materials, there are associated environmental impacts such as shipping the finished products. Wrens says it will offset all climate emissions from production, packaging, distribution, and shipping to make its new Nomad coffee sneakers climate neutral. Jesse Tran is planning for the future. He says the early success of its coffee sneakers has prompted the firm to plan other clothing, becoming a sustainable sportswear brand in its own right.
We also will, extend to other apparels. And so whatever product we do, we will apply the same, formula, which is like we made it from waste-based material. It can be coffee waste again, or it can be something else.
But sustainability does not come particularly cheap. A pair of the company's latest sneakers cost $150 Australian dollars. Alan Lee, SBS News.